I wonder, how do you start with a passion? All of us have got a passion, but how do you turn that passion into a successful career as a writer? In the case of Lorraine Elliott, it's a story that includes baking, blogging, and a pretty good bloke, her husband, and she joins us in the studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Passion is the word I use partly because you talk about food in this extraordinary way on your website and in your book. You say that sometimes when a meal is served, you physically shake with excitement.
I do. It's a bit embarrassing and I'm trying to control it, but yes, it happens.
Why? What does it mean to you? Why is it so important?
Well, if you're in a restaurant, that's what you're waiting for. But the joy that a really good meal and the company can give you is extraordinary for me, at least.
Mm-hmm. And yet you came from a family where the food culture was very limited.
Yes, my father only wanted to eat Cantonese food. So he's from Hong Kong and my mum's from Singapore, and he just said, look, I don't want anything else. He had to have rice with every meal, and he was just so rigid about everything. So we all sort of wanted to branch out because, I had friends out where my best friend was Russian, and, I wanted to try other food, and sort of, that I think his being so strict made me want to explore more.
So even a pizza wasn't allowed in the house?
No, oh my God, no.
Nothing like that. No. And yet your mum, even though she was doing these recipes every night, the same recipe, she wouldn't even share them with you, her daughter.
No, she was very funny about that. And, she's come around now, but for the first, few years, I think she was almost worried that I wouldn't come home for the recipe. And what would be worse if I did it better than she did.
Oh, yeah.
So, there were a couple of crucial...
That's why they always leave out one ingredient,
yeah.
Don't they?
The
old grandmother-grandfather trick.
It's the important one, right?
You say in the book, the book's called Not Quite Nigella, which we'll come to, but you say in the book that you were the... your sister was the right daughter and you were the wrong daughter.
That's right. So, because my parents are very strict Chinese, I was terrible at maths. My sister was good at maths and science and all of that. And, in a lot of particularly immigrant families in, other countries like Australia, you're supposed to become a doctor or a lawyer or an accountant or something. And I just had no aptitude for any of those things. So, and I went into advertising, which was just so weird for them. They didn't quite understand what that was,
And you wanted to be really Aussie, you say?
Well, I just wanted to be myself, and I guess I was a combination of things. Like, there's part of me that's very Chinese and there's part of me that's very Australian, and I think that, it's just me. I just wanted to be myself, and I didn't want to... I mean, I'm terrible at maths. Like, I really could not be an accountant, and I'm scared of blood, so, can't be a doctor. So I just kind of... I didn't want the path that they wanted for me.
Yeah, there's a great several great scenes in the book where you're trying to bring your husband, your partner, and then your husband into this Chinese family. He comes from a very different family, doesn't he?
Yes, he comes from a crazy hippie family, so very different from my conservative parents, and they didn't understand each other. They get on very well, considering how different they are, but the first time they met was just was very funny because my parents don't hug or kiss or anything like that. There's no physical affection, and my in-laws hug and kiss everybody, so if they were to meet you, they'd hug and kiss you. And the sort of two worlds meeting was quite amusing because the in-laws came in to give them a hug and my parents went, oh my God, no. Like, and my dad just like, oh no. And my sister said, don't touch me, they didn't, there was just this whole, this meeting that they didn't anticipate happening. But, they get on well now. And my parents have kind of gotten used to the hug and the kiss. They just sort of stand there.
I think on the second meeting, the second time they're coming around, your dad draws you aside and says, they're not going to hug me again, are they?
Yeah. I don't think he's used to it, to be honest.
But what about your husband's food culture? Because the family is vegan. The mother sometimes, in your husband's household, they'll all be sitting around the dining room table. Fabulous. The mother will bring one cabbage and put it in the middle of the table.
Yes.
That's the food culture.
Yeah. Like he grew up for the first 5 years just having breast milk, no solid food. And then he had, I know... He doesn't have a breast fetish either, so, that's the next question, right? And then his mum, who doesn't like cooking at all, and she said to me often, if I didn't have to eat, I wouldn't, and I just don't understand that. Clearly, that's the opposite of me. And she said that there was a great period when the father said, let's try and eating whole raw food. So nothing really had to be cut up, so she'd just give them a whole a whole cabbage, and each kid would take a leaf off. And, you know, to this day, he loves eating raw potatoes like we would eat apples. And, you know, he got really sick off of half a sweet potato, like, that he ate. It was one gigantic thing, and it was half gnawed off, and he was like, I feel sick. And I'm like, well, it's because you ate half a raw sweet potato. But, yeah, very different.
And yet, despite his kind of uninterest, really, in food, your bloke, he really encouraged you to do this kind of quite crazy, brave thing, really, which was to leave a perfectly well-paid job and launch yourself into this other career.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of it was his confidence in me, because I didn't have confidence in myself. I didn't come from a writing background. I wasn't ever encouraged to write. I mean, I enjoyed English at school, but, you know, I didn't go any further than that. And I think it was his confidence in me allowing to do what I wanted. And I think he sensed that I loved... I mean, he knew that I loved food. And, you know, blogging was a new thing. He thought, you know, why not give it a go? And then when it started to become really popular, he thought, well, let's devote some time to it and see how it ends up. And it just ended up really well. But, I mean, we didn't know it at the time. It was like a huge risk. I wasn't paid a cent for the first year, and I was just draining money from our account. But
well, it's ended up, you know, spectacularly well. It's one of the most successful food sites in the world. It's got big international readership. You've got a book with Penguin, Not Quite Nigella, all out of this pouring out this passion into the blog. Why do you think it worked? It's partly the title, isn't it? It's a great title.
I know, and you know, my husband didn't like the title.
It's Not Quite Nigella,
yeah,
is the title.
He's not a fan of Nigella, which I don't understand either, but, you know. But I think it's a memorable name as well. But I think the fact that I didn't actually start it with a business in mind, it was just sort of, it just all sort of unfolded, and it was only meant to be a hobby. It wasn't meant to be my job. It just ended up being an amazing job. And like 7 years ago when I started it wasn't...
Okay, yeah, but you must have been watching that London court case with interest.
Yeah.
Thinking, yeah, she's wrecking my brand name.
No.
That's the trouble. If you name something after somebody else, you've got no control over their actions.
I know, that is very true. Yeah.
Well, it's something a lot of people have dreamed of doing, of taking the passion in their life and somehow writing it into a job, and that's exactly what you've done. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Richard.
Lorraine Elliott, ladies and gentlemen. Not Quite Nigella. It's her website. If you're interested in food, it's a fantastic way to go and searching for ideas and discussions, and also, of course, lots of recipes.